Welcome to
So What?
The podcast,
where each week we challenge one another to engage the Word of God in a practical way.
Good morning, churches.
Good morning, man.
How are you?
I am great, and I hope all our listeners are great, too.
New year, 2020.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's good to be back.
It is. Yeah. I missed it. We walked in the studio today, and I walked right through a cobweb.
Man, is that so not symbolic? It's just like...
It's time to get back at it. Clean house.
That's right.
Start fresh again. Church, you know that we are, we're in a new year, of course. It's 2020. Mm. Pastor Keith and I, I'm sure in the next couple of weeks, we'll share a little bit about where we feel the Lord is leading our churches and and how all that applies. We wanted to use this morning just as an encouragement, a little bit of a devo for you to kind of kick off the year. And for us as well, just to kind of get back into the saddle again, per se.
That's good.
Right?
Yeah, and then next week we'll be back into our Read Scripture app.
Exactly.
Into our routine, which we love, where we just take a portion of that and just, you know, we say so what to it, meaning like how do we apply it to our lives?
Hey, have you noticed that they added a whole bunch of more videos this year?
Yeah, it's great.
They're really good.
Yeah, they're really good.
If you're
really
not following along, you're not reading the Bible through in a year, literally it's 20 minutes a day.
Highly recommend
And this really Read good. Scripture app, they do amazing like schematic overview videos before each reading.
It's great.
And they seem to be adding more and more and more. And so you're really missing out if you're not reading along with it. So we would encourage you. Really follow with us.
It's really wonderful. It helps to give you a good picture and perspective,
especially
before you read the passage.
Yeah.
It's a great help.
Yeah. So we'll do our best to link to the site where you can find that and download it on yourself. But I wanted to share this morning one of the things that stood out to me in our very first reading on January 1st. Mm-hmm. Not that we don't notice these things before, but they kind of hit us at different times.
Sure.
And it was in the temptation and the fall of man, this chapter 3 of Genesis, where Eve is tempted by the serpent, and the New King James Version says that when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree that was desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And the ESV translation in our Read Scripture app actually uses the word delight in that. It says that she saw the fruit and she delighted in it. So she saw it with her eyes. It was pleasant to her, right? There was this full aspect. And it just reminded me that the problem was not that Eve was delighting in the fruit. The problem was what she chose to delight in.
Yes. Wow.
Because before this, God put them in this garden, and her first response to the serpent was, God gave us all of these trees to take from, but to not do from that one. And that was where the serpent kind of grabbed her attention. And it just reminded me so much more this year. I want to make sure that I'm delighting fully in the right things. Number one, that I'm delighting. And number two, that I'm delighting in the right things. Because the plan would have been foolproof if Eve would have had her attention and her thoughts and her eyes set on the things that God set before them to enjoy.
Yes.
And to walk in and to wake up to each day.
And that was in abundance, and it was everything else.
Plenty,
So what did she
bring? And she knew it because that was her response to to the serpent. So
look at all that
I want to make
have.
Sure that I'm doing that. And then I was really reminded this morning, kind of kicked home for me again. I was sharing with you a little bit my...
Yes, it's good.
Our son is getting back into the routine again. And, you know, after the holidays, they get used to waking up in the morning and playing with their toys. And he, this morning before school, decided that he wanted to build a house out of his Magna tiles. Mm-hmm. And it became the thing that was the discussion about getting him out the scar. It was an argument, right? It was one of those. He's screaming.
Let's be real.
We're saying, get your butt in the in the bathroom to brush your teeth and put your clothes on. Yeah. We're going to be late. And his response to me, once we finally got him in the car and we were driving, and I said, "Bub, we're going to have to really start getting back into a routine again. I know that it's hard." And he said, "But Dad, I just wanted to build a house for you and Mom."
Oh man.
And it was like, your heart sinks. And that's because I know, right, that's an amazing thing. I want him to be able to do that. But my response to him was, that is an awesome thing, bud. But in the time in the morning, what we need to be doing is getting ready for school so that it's a little bit more peaceful for all of us.
Yeah.
And it reminded me, how many times do I act that way with the Lord?
Mm.
How many times am I saying, God, but I'm doing this for you?
Wow.
And he's like, but I didn't ask you to do that. It's not the time to do that right now. And even though it might be a good thing, and I preached this all last year, but I feel like I really want to continue growing in it. And church, I'd encourage you to as well, that God appoints us. He wakes us in the morning, and that he is just as involved in our days and is just as involved in placing the tasks before us. And only you know what they are, right? So it's by walking and listening and walking in that obedience. And it's a beautiful thing. So it's just a clear picture for me for this morning.
That's so good, man. I just love how the Lord, you know, brings that to us. And you share stories like that often. I just love the way that you connect with the Lord and you see him working and speaking to you through these.
Yeah.
And what a great teachable moment, not only for your son, but we as parents know that those teachable moments for our kids, they're for us too.
It's more for us.
Yes.
I really need it.
Totally, right?
I was like, I could have done this morning better for him, you know?
That's right. But you know what's funny, man? I just, and I know our listeners, I think they appreciate this about us and what the Lord is doing through our podcast, but, you know, there is just this connection when we talk in the mornings or throughout the week when we have times of fellowship. It truly is amazing how the Lord is doing similar things in different ways because we're different people, but similar things, teaching us similar lessons where when we talk, we're just like, there's a lot of this. There's like, hey, you know what the Lord is teaching me? And then what the other person will just be like, yeah, you know what? The same thing. God brought me to this verse. And it's so awesome the way he connects it. But we were laughing earlier because when you were telling me that story about your son, I was laughing because our youngest daughter, who's a freshman in college, just had to go back to school on Tuesday, so a couple days ago. And you know, this was her first real break. It was a Christmas break. Okay. And she had been home a little bit, you know, here and there in the first semester. But this is her, you know, first extended break. And so she was really like hemming and hawing about going back to school, you know. And she loves school. She's got a great community there and everything. But she just was like, I just want to be home because she was so used to it.
Yeah.
And that is good. And we love that. And that's a good thing to desire because she desires it for the right reasons. But it's all about the priorities. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, hey, that is wonderful. But what time is it right now? Like, what's the timing that God has for you? What's the priority? It is school.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. It was going back to school, getting out of the, hey, it's just like your son, I just want to build a house for you and mom. It's like, yeah, because he was used to being home,
right,
playing with his toys. Our daughter was just used to being home and sleeping, you know, and being a college student, right, from home. So it was the same deal.
I can't wait for him to want to be home and sleep.
Yeah, that's right. different set of issues, but the same kind of principle. Yeah, it's just like funny. She was used to it, but it's about, saying, but what's the important thing that God has for me now? What's the focus, right? Mm. And so the other thing, too, that was just a wonderful connection for us this morning was that in my devotion this morning, in the mornings I use Charles Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, and I just love the way he writes. And, you know, of course, it's that old English, and he's just so insightful. And he takes just a short verse, and he just develops in a beautiful devotion. And so this morning, it was from Jeremiah. And it was Jeremiah 31:33, and I will be their God. And so the whole verse is one that we're familiar with, and he just talks about, I won't read the whole thing, but he just, you know, that's when he says, I'm going to put the law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people, a very familiar, you know, verse.
Yeah.
But he just says, he takes that one short phrase, I will be their God. And here's what he says at the beginning. He says, and I'm going to translate it into the sort of the modern speak, Christian, here is everything that you can ever require. When you want to be happy, don't you want something that will satisfy you? Is this not enough? And he's talking about God just saying, I'm going to be your God.
Mm.
If you could pour this promise into your cup, wouldn't you be able to say with King David, my cup runneth over? When this is fulfilled, God saying, I am your God, aren't you the possessor of all things?
Oh.
And so we read that, and I think all believers just kind of take a step back. We're just like, right, what are we delighting in?
It's exactly what you said. Give up so much when we delight in the wrong things.
Right, so, and it's just like, you know what? Where do we start? We're just to delight in him.
Yep.
Being in his presence, all these already provided, like you said with Eve, she's like, look at all that God gave us, all this stuff.
Yep.
So instead of striving for the things we don't have, and it's good to plan and to have goals and to strive for the Lord, but let's first start with, what has he already given us?
Yeah.
And first and foremost, he's given us himself.
Yeah.
And that is more than enough to allow our cup to runneth over.
That's a vision for 2020.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. We got a short one for you today.
But it's a great way to start.
Yeah.
It's a blessing.
Be encouraged. Find the things that are supposed to be delighted in right now,
yes,
that God's given you, placed around you, And
yeah, read his word. Use the Read Scripture app. Go to your Bibles and read it, because it's all right there. His promises are good.
And with this Read Scripture app, so there's a couple of things. One, you can make the text larger and smaller.
Yep.
You can decide when you want to start. You can decide if you want to read at your own pace, so you don't even have to have it read every day. Yep. And you can even set an alarm for yourself at a convenient time for you that will say, it's time to read the word.
I think we all need that.
And it'll click you in there. I do mine.
They make it as easy as possible.
Yeah. So join us. Join us on the journey. It's going to be another great year. We're looking forward to it. I think maybe we'll pick a different day this year.
Yeah, sure.
To start reading on. We'll keep doing our Thursdays, but maybe we'll pick like Wednesday so we get some different texts to go through.
Yeah, good.
Maybe.
Look forward to it.
All right, we'll plan it. And we'll see you next week. Bless you guys.
All right. Lord bless you.